Hello, and welcome to the StarTech podcast series, giving you usable tips to improve the outcome of customer interactions, promote and protect your brand, and increase omnichannel sales. For more information on today's episode, visit us at www.startech.com. If you've ever used in-flight Wi-Fi or enjoyed onboard entertainment on United, Delta, Alaska, Virgin America, or even Japan Airlines, chances are you've used Gogo's in-flight internet services. Gogo is the leader in in-flight connectivity and wireless entertainment services for commercial and business aviation fleets globally. Today's guest is Steve Vare, Customer Care Manager at Gogo. Steve, welcome.
Hi, Fiona.
Steve, when Gogo launched its first aircraft telephone system in 1991, surely it couldn't imagine how this industry would evolve. Bring us up to speed, if you would, on Gogo's business since.
When I started working for Gogo on the consumer side of the business, we had one airline and 14 planes that were equipped with Gogo Internet. It's since grown to over 3,000 planes and more than 10 airlines worldwide that are all connected in flight. Being connected in flight is now an expectation for travelers. The days of it being new and cool are over. We've got to deliver.
Got it.
We've got some good competitive advantages in that regard. We can provide global coverage, which means we can keep planes connected anywhere in the world, anywhere they go, with a variety of technology options. The big planes can have satellite, the little planes can have air-to-ground connections. So we're able to really accommodate any of the airplanes that our customers would like to have equipped with Gogo, along with a wide product portfolio that includes connectivity, wireless entertainment, and TV, as well as connected services for airlines, such as a live turbulence map for pilots, as well as fast installation. We're known for the fastest installation in the business. Fast installations also mean less downtime for airplanes for the airline customers, which is a very big benefit for them.
And so what do you feel are the keys to Gogo's continued success?
Our success? That's knowing where our strengths lie, staying ahead technologically, being open to new things, and being flexible. We have to anticipate user needs and trends. We've also been early adopters of omnichannel support on the customer care side of things. Developing relationships with like-minded technology and service partners and BPOs helps us overcome business challenges. It enables us to take advantage of opportunities. And that's where StarTech comes in, as they handle our customer care needs.
So with Gogo striving to make airplane connectivity smarter, what impact has this had on your airline clients and, of course, on their customers who are using the service?
The aviation client services are better with more competitive offerings with respect to communication, entertainment, and connectivity. Passengers are happier. The business passengers become more productive. They're able to email and message back to the office while they're in flight. On the back end, customer care needs, supporting passengers' questions in flight where they're at, those relationships are managed by StarTech. StarTech's brand ambassadors and agents, they engage with those customers using their channel of choice, really. That's chat, voice, social media, and they closely monitor customer interactions, addressing complaints as they come in.
So what are some of the nuts and bolts then that make that work?
Yeah, you know, we aggregate all of these channels into a single dashboard. And the dedicated support team at StarTech assists customers in real time while they're on the plane at 35,000 feet and are able to effectively troubleshoot their issues. Response speeds are of the utmost importance to customers. They receive little benefit from a service reply once their flight's ended.
Yeah, good point. What other ways has StarTech's relationship with Gogo made an impact?
Being able to provide support at the time it's needed through the customer's channel of choice is a competitive advantage for us. StarTech helps us do it well, and many of our airline partners see this as a strength. One example of this is a customer had lost their laptop at the gate before they took off. While they were in flight, they opened up a chat session with an agent, and the agent was able to call the airport, track down the laptop, and arrange to have it sent to their final destination. All this was done while the customer was in flight and before they reached their arrival gate.
That's a great example of omnichannel support.
Gogo's clients' changing needs have driven our strategic move for us to accommodate global clients. StarTech enables Gogo to support these clients and their international airline passengers by addressing the language needs by bringing Portuguese, Japanese, Spanish, and English-speaking specialists.
So what of the future? What does Gogo believe the airline travelers of tomorrow will need or even expect?
We're on track to meet passengers' expectations that there is no distinction between enjoying movies at home, sending emails from a cafe, or using Gogo to binge watch at 35,000 feet on a 13-hour flight to China.
That sounds great. As we conclude, Steve, let's get your thoughts on bringing on a BPO, a business process outsourcer. What do you need to see from your BPO to know that you're on the right track?
The ability to hire and retain great people is important. Customer satisfaction scores and other success indicators are really driven by that. And also important, quick to respond when things do go wrong, and flexibility and adaptability, being a true partner in lockstep and being able to anticipate your needs.
Valuable insights, Steve. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you find that your organization could also benefit by improving its customer experience metrics, contact StarTech for more information at www.startech.com.